went off of a rather successful Valentine's Day event in February.
It was huge success for others, but not for me. I mean, I had a very bad Valentine's Day, though.
Right, because the organizers were not allowed to have dates at the event. Yes.
Right, yeah.
And then another thing that I'd mention is Prantic hosted the most memorably themed party that I attended in all of 2017. It was... The theme of your party was let's spoon feed
each other. Yeah, yeah. So you can't eat by yourself. Someone has to spoon feed you. And then you can quench your thirst and like satisfy your hunger. But you have to wait someone. So it was meant for like appreciation of others. Like let's do something for others. And as long as I'm not feeding something to someone else, he will be hungry. So it's kind of like a mutual rekindling of mutual love, kind of that thing.
Yeah, it was a very intimate thing. It's something like as we were going there, all of our guests and talking and saying, this is like a little bit like when you're a baby and, you know, the way a baby gets fed. But also if you're with a lover, I mean, feeding your lover is, a lovely thing to do.
Yeah. But no, none of us was loving each other. It's just, okay. Loving in general, but not in like an intimate way or something. It was fun. Edward, I'm so glad that you went there and you enjoyed that. Yeah.
So we've got a public service message that Prantic is going to narrate.
Okay, here's time for a little advice. And what I'm going to read now is texting while driving prevention, the public service message. So this message is for all of you sitting in the passenger seat. And apologies if things get a little uncomfortable.
Come on, I'm just trying to text. Leave me alone.
Nah. But how does it feel to be at the mercy of someone who thinks a random text is worth more than your life? Why not just ask them to stop texting? I mean, it may be a little bit awkward, but believe me, I mean, you leave. A message brought to you by the Ad Council, the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, and WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. Learn more at stoptextstoprex.org. I'm here, Prantic, with Edward. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Prantic. Yeah, I was, just pedestrian safety and driver safety. I think that's a very important issue this week. I was walking over to Harvard Law School for one of their excellent free luncheon lecture talks, the Berkman Center. Just Google that if you want in on this as well. But I was beginning to go through a crosswalk, and there was another gentleman who was walking ahead of me. He was going a little bit slower, but we both had the exact right to go through the crosswalk, and we were going through it. And then on Mass Ave, this guy in a big truck kind of turns like he wants to go into the street, and he looks at me and he sees that I'm in the crosswalk, and he raises his fists up at me and he gets mad, and I just stop in the middle of the crosswalk and I wave my hand and I let that other gentleman who was beside me go. And the guy in the truck sees that that man is carrying a white cane and he's a blind man walking through the crosswalk, and the guy in the truck kind of puts his hands up and he's like, oh no, sorry.
Hmm.
So,
okay.
Yes, a little
that
bit.
That guy had a good lesson. He's not going to do this any time ever in his life. But
okay.
Yeah. Don't text while driving. Please, please, please. If you don't do it, Edward will telecast this message again and again and again and again until you stop doing that.
Oh, no. Okay, well, let's continue with the rest of your Friday night sound collage party. And our theme, yes, is electronica and jazz. And we are going to start off with one musician who does the electronic jazz so, so very well. Jan Hammer. And then we're also going to hear, well, a song that I played it a couple of times so far this year, but I do think it's one of my best single song sound collage mixes, and it certainly matches the theme. My Christine Jorgensen remix of DJ Bobo's Take Control. That's coming up in the middle of the next set, along with some Charles Mingus, Chick Corea, and more of our featured artists, The Crystal Method, here on the Tears of the Gods Sound Collage on WMFO in Medford.
female transsexual. She was born in the Bronx in 1926 as George Jorgensen Jr. She went to Denmark in 1950 in search of sex change surgery. She had had since childhood this long-standing, irrepressible desire to live her life as a woman. And in Denmark, she found some doctors who were willing to experiment on her, and she came back to the United States in 1953. But before that, in December of 1952, her story made the news while she was recovering in a hospital bed in Copenhagen. And the New York Daily News had this front page banner headline reading, XGI becomes blonde beauty. And after that, she became a media celebrity.
Take a shake, a break, I'm not fake. Cool the way you move, no more mistake. Can't stand still, got the move. Feel the waistline, feel the groove. The beat, the bass, the lyrics are fine. Get on the floor, you got no time. Party people, I'ma give you a chance. Rip up your hands and feel in trance.
That are significant for 20th century history. Here she was talking about the promise and pitfalls of science and technology in the atomic age. And here she was talking about what makes a man and what makes a woman, what's appropriate behavior for men and women, who counts as a man and who counts as a woman, what's normal and what's abnormal. And so she was raising all sorts of intriguing issues. She was a household name through the 1950s and 60s. She was a major figure. She was the source of a media circus. The media started, the reporters followed her. They dogged her every move. In Copenhagen, when she returned to the United States in February 1953, they followed her parents at their home in the Bronx. There were hundreds of articles in the press about Christine Jorgensen, not just in 1952 and 1953, but for years afterwards.
Grinspoon, Associate Professor of Psychiatry Emeritus at the Harvard Medical School. Back in 1966, concerned that so many young people were harming themselves with marijuana, I began to review the medical literature to clarify the nature of that harmfulness. Much to my surprise, I discovered that it was a substance remarkably free of toxicity and is far safer than any other pharmaceutical or recreational drug. There is no record of a single overdose death from its recreational or medicinal use. Compare that to aspirin, which is responsible for more than 1,000 deaths per year in this country alone. Marijuana is one of the most studied substances with more than 23,000 published studies. I believe it is high time that this country reconsiders its stance on cannabis.
Don't criticize it. Legalize it, yeah. Yeah.
Someday a friend may offer you a chance to visit the other side of a dream. Your ticket is a little packet of white powder called heroin. But every packet of heroin is different. You don't know what's getting into you. Some doses are so strong they kill. Heroin is so vicious that the criminals who make the big money in heroin don't use it. They know a lot of reasons why heroin is very, very dumb. Maybe that's why they call it dope.
I need some beauty and some music and some place cards before I die. It's like heroin.
I am on mio perché mi dice. 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 I am on mio perché mi dice.
Perdóname.
Tuned in to the Tears of the Gods sound collage, only here on WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform and Educational Radio. Our theme this evening is electronica and jazz, featuring the Crystal Method. We started off the set with one musician who can really do the electronica superbly and the jazz as well. That was Jan Hammer and his Miami Vice theme. And then we heard from Chick Corea and Bella Fleck, Spectacle. And then my Plastic Sushi, Christine Jorgensen remix of DJ Bobo's Take Control, with the narration from former Yale professor Joanne Meyerowitz, talking about, well, what she learned in her research for a book on the first American male-to-female transsexual, Christine Jorgensen. And, well, I can say that her narration in that sound collage remix pretty much tells the story. Then a public service message from Dr. Lester Greenspoon. And thanks to Chuck Yu for mixing that up. And then we heard from Charles Mingus and Lionel Hampton, Slop. And we finished things with the Crystal Method and the Dubalicious Groove, the Fly Spanish version. And backing me up right now is Weather Report and Birdland. So let's talk about something cultural for just a moment. Balkan Music Night, the Boston area's premier event devoted to the distinctive music and dance repertoires of Southeastern Europe, will be held on Saturday, March 17th. The evening features instrumental and vocal music and dancing as well. And it's coming to us from the cultures of Albania, Bosnia, Bulgaria, Croatia, Greece, Macedonia, Serbia. Plus, Tufts faculty member Beth Bahia Cohen will perform, while Andy Taylor Blennis leads the dance group Mladost. The event's going to take place at the Performing Arts Center at 51 Walden in Concord, Massachusetts. Again, that's Saturday, March 17th, Balkan Music Night. And for details and to get tickets, go to BalkanMusicNight.com. Yes, BalkanMusicNight.com. A public service message from your music-loving friends here at WMFO in Medford. So, we got one last set for you. Unfortunately, Chase Carson's not going to be coming in this evening with the time tunnel, because he's in Arlington at the premiere of the movie that he stars in, DJ Stan the Man, all about a washed-up DJ who goes on to rescue his career. It's fun. It's entertaining. It's in Arlington now, and it's going to be on movie screens all over the country. So let's begin our final set with, one of my big musical heroes, Les Paul. You know, when I was in high school, I hung out in, my friends were into hard rock and heavy metal, and a Gibson Les Paul was considered the most desirable electric guitar. But I remember talking with some of my friends about why the guitar had that name. What's this Les Paul? And they told me some jazz guy. And that was enough to end the discussion for me right there at that age. But later on, I learned a lot more about Les Paul, about his important contributions to the development of the electric guitar, about what a great musician he was and an innovator in developing multi-track recording technology. Well, a pioneer in the use of that. And he's one of my four big musical heroes, along with Brian Eno, Wendy Carlos, and that crazy Mexican producer, genius, arranger, Esquivel. So we're going to start off our final set here with a collaboration between him and that certified guitar player, architect of the Nashville sound, Chet Atkins. And this is a collaboration from their Chester and Lester album. It's been a long, long time. Chet Atkins and Les Paul here on WMFO in Medford. Thank you.
don't. mucho.
I wanna see you boys get down with each other. I wanna see you do your little nasty brother.
career.
Once you boys get started, you'll be at it for hours. Come on, boys, I know you're not that coward. Just remember, an ass is an ass. So roll on over, have yourselves a blast. Don't get me wrong, I'm not afraid to lap up a penis. Don't get me wrong, I'm not afraid to fill up my back. Don't get me wrong, I'm not afraid to be a whip freak. But it's time for the brothers to take a pass. I'm waiting while you're licking, sucking, picking the sweat. Just when you realize there's nothing left to regret. Move on over, number one's about to rock it.
Oh, that makes me feel so powerful when I'm...
I'll slip on when you boys are in a French knot. We'll play a game, it's like you're gonna get caught. That's the time you're gonna get so damn hot. You wanna see my pussy pop, 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 pop. I'll be hitting the bottom, you'll be blowing your top. Hitting the bottom, blowing your top. Hitting the bottom, blowing your top. Hitting the bottom, blowing your top.
Listening to the Tears of the Gods sound collage here on WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. I've been your host, Edward Buchert, and in that last set, we started off with Les Paul and Chet Atkins, It's Been a Long, Long Time, then Orbital, Halcyon, and On, Billy May and His Orchestra, All of Me, The Orb, Outlands, the LP version, Bud Powell, the 52nd Street theme, and my Plastic Sushi Freaks remix of Peaches, Two Guys for Every Girl. Chase Carson isn't here this evening.